Before I got my first paid internship as a college student, money was something that was just out of my reach. Like many kids, I was given an allowance by my parents to do chores around the house. I would empty the dishwasher, set the table for dinner, take the garbage out, etc. I appreciated that there were also things I was expected to do that I didn't get paid for, like doing my own laundry and cleaning my room. I would get paid for the things I could do for other people, but the things I didn't get paid for had to be self-motivated. It was a great way to build discipline. I learned from a young age that being independent and doing things for myself was an asset to me. To this day, I will try my hardest to solve any problem that arises before asking for help. Yes, sometimes to a fault, but I'm working on it. As I've gotten older, I've noticed more similarities between me and my parents in the way we think, the way we conduct ourselves socially, and how we interact with the world. Some of those things my dad will address as the family curse, others as his insanity, but one of the ripest that I want to break down further is what financial habits, if any, I inherited from my family. Unfortunately, my grandma on my mom's side died when I was very young, so all I have is stories about her. As I grew up, I learned that she was an accountant and started her own tax business in the 1950s. It wasn't an easy time to be a woman, let alone a businesswoman. She was the only woman in her accounting class, and people questioned why she wasn't getting a teaching degree instead. But she proved them all wrong, and she went on to meet my grandpa on my mom's side, who was active in his parents' phone and answering service business. My mom's parents ran the phone business together, and my grandma kept her tax business on the side up until the 1980s, when my mom recalls a little old lady about 4 feet tall coming to the office asking for my grandma to do her taxes because she couldn't possibly go anywhere else. On my dad's side, his father died very young, so we never got to meet him, but his mom was around for a little while after I was born. She was big into investing, and when she passed, she left her estate to my parents. My dad told me that when he was 15, his mom bought him stock in IBM to get him into investing. To keep him engaged, she also had him oversee her dividends. My dad would have to verify which amounts were going into her account and match the dividend depending on the company and the month. They had a manual bookkeeping spreadsheet on paper of when the dividends were expected that he helped maintain. So I grew up with a lot of business-minded people in my family, but how did that affect how I view money? As a kid, I used to think that my parents would always have enough money to take care of me, that money was something infinite, but I quickly learned that wasn't the case. My parents had just made good decisions with their money and gotten lucky. I think the biggest lesson I learned from growing up in this environment was to save. When I started making a steady income, I was big into saving because I wanted to be someone who had reserves if something went wrong. If I had a sudden health issue and couldn't work, I wanted to make sure I could live for at least a year on my savings. It also strikes me as an extension of my need to be fiercely independent. I didn't think of asking anyone else for help if I fell on hard times. I expected to be able to handle everything myself. So how did you view money growing up? And how did that influence your relationship with money and investing? Let me know.